You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Two union members at Rio Tinto's aluminium smelter at Tiwai Point in Southland are taking industrial action after over 2.5 years of bargaining that has led to no collective agreement. Workers will take action for 4 days in an attempt to force Rio Tinto to make compromises and reach a fair agreement. They are asking for recognition of the conditions they work under and the contribution that they make for the company. With Rio Tinto securing the long-term future of the smelter until 2044, the agreement would have a large long-term impact. To discuss the industrial action and why bargaining has reached this point, I talked to Etu Union Director Matt Danaher. Now, Matt, can you give us some context and tell us what's happening at Tiwai Point and why industrial action is having to be taken this week?
Yeah, well, Etu members have been in collective bargaining negotiations with the employer for about 2.5 years now. And obviously when you start off bargaining, you know, workers go with their sort of gold-plated agreement they want to see. And during the course of bargaining, you negotiate with the employer and, you know, you drop some things and you accept some of theirs and things like that. And the idea is eventually you come to an agreement around a collective employment agreement that both sides can live with. Unfortunately, what's happened here, and it's just worth saying this is a new collective employment agreement because it actually hasn't been anything like that at TY since before 1991. So this is an attempt to get it back. The employer has not, during the 2.5 years of bargaining, really made any concessions to what members have wanted, while members have made many, many concessions. They've had enough, basically. Members have had enough. And we know what Rio Tinto are up to because, to be honest, it's something they do all around the world. They're a very anti-union company. They've got a history of fighting unions wherever they are. We're quite lucky in New Zealand that under our legislation they have to negotiate with us, but we don't think they're doing it in good faith. And if you look at their track record around the world, you will see human rights abuses, labour abuses, you know, the murder and torture of workers that have disagreed with them in the past, as well as large-scale pollution and all sorts of other things that they do. So, you know, our members want to send a message to their employer and say, hey, we're not going to go away. We are going to end up with a collective employment agreement here, and we can do it either the easy way or the hard way. Now, the employer has agreed to mediation, has asked for mediation on the 20th of May. And we think that's a good thing, and we intend to participate in that meaningfully, and we hope to come out of that mediation with a deal. And I just hope that the employer approaches it with the same sort of attitude.
You said there hasn't been a collective agreement there since 1991, and 2.5 years of bargaining is quite a long time for no result.
Yeah.
Is this the level of, like, exceptional anti-union behaviour you're expecting to continue? Is this out of the ordinary?
It is out of the ordinary, particularly in this industry. You know, most other similar work in New Zealand is covered by collective employment agreements. So it's quite an unusual attitude to take. It's not unusual for Rio Tinto, but it is unusual for this type of industry otherwise. And it's just, you know, it's ridiculous. It's just a sign they're not engaging in good faith. And, you know, we hope that this will, you know, will help bring it to an end. By showing them that we're serious, that members are serious, that they are prepared to take industrial action.
And looking at the numbers for the profit this company is making, a huge global company, like billions of dollars profit, is there any real reason why they shouldn't be giving this out to their workers?
No, there isn't any reason. It's certainly not financial. The members aren't asking for much, and the employer can easily afford it, as you've said. It's purely anti-unionism. That's what it's about. It's about frustrating their workers' attempt to have a collective employment agreement.
That was Etu Union Director Matt Danaher speaking to me about industrial action at Tiwai Point and why workers are taking it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.